This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Monday.
Happy Monday.
Thank you, Morgan. I appreciate that. It makes me feel that much better about it being a Monday. Already pretty windy out right now.
Yeah.
High fire danger happening. I know we all thought we were past fire season, but it's been dry.
Yeah.
So lots of leaves on the ground. And just be smart. Don't drag a chain behind your car because that causes sparks, as we all know. And don't throw any cigarettes out the window, et cetera.
Right.
You know, don't play with fire. Don't play with matches. Kids. All right, let's see here. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Christmas in the Canal Toy Drive. This is the Multicultural Center of Marin. They're doing a toy drive for kids in need this holiday season. The center's collecting unwrapped toys and gift cards by December 15th. Head to multiculturalmarin.org to get details or to make a donation. It's really quick and easy, and it's well worth a couple of bucks from you or a drop-off of an unwrapped toy. Make someone else feel good this holiday season.
Yeah.
Multiculturalmarin.org. So it seems like everyone spent the weekend mocking Rudy Giuliani's everything. There's a lot going on with him right now. He's ranting and raving like a crazy person and presenting additional crazy people to actually give testimony in Congress. He had this chick, her name is Melissa Carone. He calls her a election fraud witness. And the thing that was funny about her, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but then I'm reading, everyone's going, she is like Cecily Strong's character on SNL that she does on Weekend Update. Sometimes the girl you wish you hadn't started talking to at a party.
You're saying this happened over the weekend?
No, this happened last week, and then over the weekend, everyone was talking about it. And then on SNL, they did a bit on it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And turns out, because everyone was like, oh my God, Cecily Strong should do this chick because she's the girl you wish you hadn't started a conversation with at the party. And she is, it's unbelievable. I almost want you to play the Cecily Strong thing first so you can see how close it is. How do you want to do this, Bryn?
Up to you. I thought we'd play the original, the actual Melissa Carone clip first.
All right.
That way
well, anyone who has seen the Cecily Strong bit that they do will immediately pick up on this. So this is a woman, Rudy, sitting next to her. In fact, at one point, he's like, stop talking. Hey, you, hey, knock it off over there.
The reason I asked that is because he's in hospital at the moment with
yes,
COVID. So she's probably going to have to go quarantine. Because if she was sitting next to him last week,
well, everyone
she's likely
in that
not
room, masks. Everyone in Congress then. There's a this. So here we go. Let's hear her first. You're right. Let's
the
go with
poll
that first.
The poll book is completely off. Completely off.
Off that by 30,000?
I'd say that poll book is off by over 100,000. That poll book. Why don't you look at the registered voters on there?
So my question then is if the
what about the turnout rate? 120%?
Let's let Representative Johnson ask his question.
My question is why we're not seeing the poll book off by 30,000 votes. That's not the
what
case.
What did you guys do? Take it and do something crazy to it?
Okay, so that's just a little snippet of this lady's testimony.
Oh, that's the lady. That's not Cecily.
Not the character. That's okay. That's the actual lady. So right. Over the weekend, of course, on SNL, they in the cold open, the Kate McKinnon plays Giuliani in this skit, and they even reference a little fart joke because I guess he passed one. I didn't see the clip of that, but he's apparently been farting on camera too. So that's it just keeps getting better. Anyway. Go ahead.
Please tell us what exactly you witnessed with the Dominion machines.
Excuse me. Maybe try losing the attitude first, just like you lost all those Trump ballots.
I don't handle ballots.
Yeah, exactly. So you wouldn't know, would you?
Please just talk.
You're going to regret saying that because I personally saw hundreds, if not thousands, of dead people vote.
You saw them?
Yeah, basically, yes. I remember because I was walking out and they were walking in. And then they gave their votes to Democrats. And then you probably did something crazy with them, didn't you?
I don't handle ballots and I'm a Republican.
Then you're literally useless. You have no use. Did you check every poll? Did you talk to all the dead people?
We're state senators.
Excuse me. I have been threatened. My kids have been threatened. My kids have threatened me, and I've threatened them right back.
I'm sorry, but this testimony is full of lies.
I'm not lying. I signed it after David.
And after David?
Yeah, that's correct. David signed, and then I signed right after David.
Now you got to go back and play the original audio. Like, it's unbelievable how, like, she didn't have to alter her character at all.
I'd say that poll book is off by over 100,000. That poll book? Why don't you look at the registered voters on there?
So my question then is if the...
Guess how many... Wait, what about the turnout rate? 120%?
That's not the case.
What did you guys do? Take it and do something crazy to it?
Oh my God, it's so perfect. It's anyway.
Spot on.
So on a more serious note, as Vinny mentioned, Giuliani is in the hospital after testing positive for COVID-19. Trump tweeted in just all his classy glory, Rudy Giuliani, by far the greatest mayor in the history of New York City and who has been working tirelessly exposing the most corrupt election by far in the history of the USA, has tested positive for the China virus. Get better soon, Rudy. We will carry on. That's the world we live in right now. Let's move on to the Kardashians world. It seems cooler there.
Okay, great.
Seems way cooler in the Kardashians world. They're vacationing in Lake Tahoe. And why wouldn't they? Have you been? It's beautiful.
It is.
Especially if you got Kardashian money and you can spend $6,000 a night on a cabin. They're calling this a cabin. I guess because it has wood touches inside, Vin, it makes it a cabin. This place is a freaking palace. It's right there on the, of course it is. Why wouldn't it be right on the lake? A little too cold to swim right now though. So don't worry. They got an indoor swimming pool. This place is, it's beautiful and they're all there. So they're all posting from various decks. I mean, you got Kylie Jenner showing the curve of her butt, you know, in a parka. And then you got Kim and one of her kids squatting down out on the porch with some beautiful stonework behind her. The place is absolutely gorgeous. I wonder, it's actually 17,000 square feet, $6,000 a night. Stunning lake views, a huge deck, fire pits. Kim was there, Courtney, Chloe, Kendall, Kylie, and Chris, at the very least. Those are only the ones that we've seen.
So this is, but just out of curiosity, I'm assuming this is their TV show went to Tahoe.
No idea. All I know is they've been posting. I thought their TV show was over. I thought Keeping Up with the Kardashians was done.
It will be done in next year.
They're
doing a TV show. Yeah, probably, I don't see them all getting together unless it's for
They filmed in Tahoe.
So yeah. They also apparently were setting up for their Christmas photo there. So there's some things where it looks like somebody's looking at them all sitting on the steps of this place wearing, right. I don't know, Santa hats and through a phone, though, like, social distance Christmas photo this year. Maybe it's those stairs over there on the left. Yeah. Oh, you got to scroll down on that one so you can see your butt. place looks pretty sweet.
It's a pretty good ad for whoever's Airbnb-ing that
place.
No
doubt, right? Well, listen, if you are a huge Kardashian fan, don't you want to rent the place the Kardashians stayed at? Come on. For a mere look at that place. Oh.
$6K a night?
Sure. Listen.
It's not in most people's range.
You
it's not
save
in my
up
range.
For it, Vinny, and then you can live like a Kardashian. People are yelling at them for being tone deaf and for ice skating and having fun. You can't do that during a pandemic. Come on. I don't care who you are. Stop it already. Oh, there's the picture. So someone's like, they're setting it up on an iPhone and they're all grouped together.
Oh, that's a TikTok prank.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
What is that? What do you mean it's a TikTok prank?
What they're doing is they're calling all their friends and they're just posed like that. And they just sit there like super quietly and their friend is super shocked from them. Like, oh, what's going on? Am I in trouble? You know, they're sitting there and it looks like a photograph.
Yeah,
if they don't
does.
Move, you know.
Oh,
I don't
so
know.
The prank
actually,
is that you call,
what are you people doing?
You tape something.
No, so they set up the iPhone and they all just sit there like mannequins.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something everyone does or this is just
no,
the Kardashians?
This is what they're doing.
Yeah, they called like Jennifer Lawrence, Dave Chappelle, like a bunch of like their celebrity friends.
Wow.
And so they answered their phone and they're like, what's going on? Because no one's responding to them. So they're just sitting
this is
there.
Fancy name dropping is what it is.
Exactly, yeah.
In our phone book, we've got these great big stars
Justin
who
Bieber.
Would never come on our show. But here's how we'll do it.
Yeah, all the big stars.
And now they're on.
It's entertaining watching all the reactions because some of them are just like, they just bust out laughing or they'll you know, say some weird things.
Do the six of them break character or do they someone just ends the call?
No, I don't know. It's just the way it's cut because, you know, TikTok. Like,
yeah, they don't show you what happens. Yeah. They just show the reaction.
They just show the, I see.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I guess I don't know what I'd do either if they call. I'd be like, do I care about this? How much do I keep looking?
I mean, it looks like the cover of like a Vogue magazine or something.
Yeah,
know?
Well, they're all beautiful women. That's for sure. There's that.
And how well they sit still.
I know. Oh, God, they're how Good can Lord. They possibly do? They're probably like, this is the most rest I've had in 10 years. Just sitting here is my favorite bit we've ever done.
Well, and it's their easiest bit ever, too. Right. They don't have to somehow
have to
remember
us.
Their own lines.
No.
What would I say here?
God.
Wait, what did you tell me I say here? Wait, what?
You're telling me I don't have any lines? This is perfect. Perfect.
Jesus.
Okay. That is so funny. They're all just sitting. Who's James Charles?
It's a makeup guy.
Oh, of course. Of course it is.
Oh, thank God for Nicole, because I had no idea.
A YouTube makeup guy.
That's whose name is on the FaceTime
two first
call
names.
they're attempting to make. Gal Gadot pushes two cars apart with just her legs.
Oh, I know James Charles. Sorry.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Anita,
how do you?
I see it all over YouTube, and Anita watches some of his videos.
James Charles.
Mm-hmm. I'll show you a picture. He's very
Jimmy
popular.
Chuck.
He's very popular.
I think you missed the part where I was telling you that Gal Gadot uses her two legs to push apart two cars in Wonder Woman. Hello. Boy, her legs look so muscular and fantastic. There's a new trailer for the Wonder Woman, which if you have HBO Max already, you get it for free the same day that it's hitting theaters, which is the new thing. Wonder Woman 1984.
Tenet came out this weekend, but it's next weekend on the 15th, apparently.
Yeah, I want to hear what you think about that because I want to watch that if you like it.
I just want to watch anything. Like, a new movie, it'd be great. I'd love to see that.
I'm psyched for Wonder Woman, too. I love the first Wonder Woman. I love Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. She's perfect. Anyway, she's doing all kinds of crazy stuff in the show. There she is catching a jet with her lasso of truth and pulling herself up to it. You know, you can't get away from her, not even in a jet. I hope that's not a big reveal that Chris Pine's in this one, too, because he's in all the trailers. Like, he died in the last one, I'm pretty sure. There she's. Oh,
did
you see
her pushing apart the cars?
Yeah, she got her back against one and pushing with her legs. I was thinking it was like a spread eagle thing.
I also,
so of course,
the
I immediately
picture you
looked.
Painted, I thought well, she was doing a splits move. So
trying to keep
you
interested, Vin, you know.
Well,
so.
I like a strong thigh.
I know. It's debuting in theaters and HBO Max, which it comes with your subscription if you're already paying for that. There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, no. I just pooped myself.
Oh.
Push.
If only you could see what Bryn shows us. Maybe you should make this the clip of the day.
Well, the clip of the day is.
Yeah,
Coulson.
No, I like this.
Well,
clip
how about
of the day.
How
no,
about
like
two? How about two clips of the day?
Right,
why do we have to stop at one? Look, there's a bullet. She slows down time. She's going to be able to pick that bullet out of the air. Anyway, it's debuting on HBO Max and in theaters Christmas Day. That's December 25th, for those of you who don't know the date. You'd probably love to see that. TikTok has like a year-end list out. If you're interested, surprise, it's, you know, Nathan Apodaca's way up in there. He only made second place. There's Bella Porach. I don't follow her on TikTok, so I'm not sure. She's number one. Bello does M to the B. Don't know what that is, but it's the number one video
Bella
on TikTok.
Bella does M to the B.
Yeah, Bello does M to the B. She's all cute. Right. Cute young girl. I don't know, brown hair.
I think that's a song.
Brand. Oh. Bella.
I don't know.
Bella Poarch. Something like that. Anyway, that's their number one thing.
I'm listening to it right
Nathan.
Now. I'll be back and make sure it is.
This is on TikTok.
TikTok's top 100. I would have thought for sure it was Nathan Apodaca. No, I was wrong. I would have been wrong. This is kind of out of nowhere, but I read it and thought, it's fascinating. This is a stat about Tiger Woods' streak of being number one in the world.
Okay.
So it looks like if you're a hardcore golf fan, I'm sure I'm telling you nothing you don't know. All these impressive stats that you hear about Tiger Woods. So there's this crazy stat about the guy who is newly first place, or I guess it's not new, but he's the first place guy currently. Let me see if I can find it. Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, he's the guy who just won the fall version of Augusta.
The Augusta National. Yeah. So he just tied Rory McIlroy for the third most consecutive weeks as the world's number one player. 106 straight weeks, so over 2 years at the top of the rankings. Okay. Incredibly impressive. When you compare it to Woodstreak as the top player in the world, I don't know how anyone will ever match what Tiger Woods did. Basically, he would have to hold on to the number one ranking in the world for the next 577 weeks. That's how long the 683 weeks of Tiger Woods being the number one ranked golfer in the world is going on for. They're basically saying Woods' streak would have turned, any baby born on the day Woods' streak began would have turned 13 years old before he lost the top spot.
I was just trying to, and math doesn't work for me, so I can't do numbers. But as the weeks are there, I was like, I'd think of it more as years. He was, for years, the best golfer. And I realize anyone coming up now would go, he's just an old guy who you know, people keep talking about. But if you remember, not only was Tiger Woods huge, like crossed out of golf and into, you know, the general public as a superstar.
Star, right.
I mean, just as big as it gets, right? Then the whoreboard thing happened. But for many of us, because he didn't really talk. He didn't really...
You never really heard from him. Like, he quietly acknowledged...
He only talked about golf, right? And you didn't know that he had any kind of life outside of
this. I think you called him a golf robot.
Yeah. Yes.
You couldn't imagine that he was up to any shenanigans, because what does he care about besides golf?
You just didn't know that about him, and he did... I guess he kept a lid on it pretty nicely as well.
Turns out he's an actual human being.
Then because of the surgeries, he got onto pills, and then we found him and, you know, getting arrested. But for a long time, he was huge, and golf was huge.
Mm-hmm.
When he dropped off, so did golf.
Yeah. He turns 45, Tiger Woods does, in December, and he is currently the 36th ranked player in the world, but 683 weeks.
Well, now for him, it's just about that record. I believe it's Jack Nicklaus's record of majors that's the thing that he'd been chasing forever. And I think I don't know the numbers. I think it was like 19 and Tiger's at like 17 or 18.
So he wants to get one or two more.
And if he can just like sort of get steal a couple more, he'll get that the record he's been after all along.
I just thought it was such a crazy stat. Like,
that is domination.
For 13 years. Incredible. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up?
The highest paid hooker in the world.
Ooh,
after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.